Leaders reporting a solemn anniversary. It's been 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and European leaders met in Kyiv to show their solidarity with the beleaguered country. Finnish President Alexander Stubb says Europe must do more if it wants to keep up with President Trump's efforts to end the war between Ukraine and Russia.
We need to get our act together. And in order to get an act together, you have to have a plan to the Americans. Because if you don't have a plan to the Americans, you're not going to get involved in the negotiations. And right now, the negotiations are happening above our heads without any kind of a plan and strategy.
Estonian Prime Minister Kristen Michal says there cannot be an unjust peace in ending the war in Ukraine.
We have the common enemy and the common fight. Ukraine is fighting the fight also for Europe and Nordics and Baltics, everybody. So to answer the question, the unjust peace probably would hit everybody. Also United States, because Iran, North Korea, everybody would assess that they can do whatever they want.
President Trump says he's hopeful that the war in Ukraine is nearing an endgame as he meets with French President Emmanuel Macron. There's a major facelift for the former headquarters of the USAID in Washington, D.C. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports on the details.
A new face and a new name as the longtime headquarters of USAID is taken over by U.S. Border and Customs Protection. The renovation was cleared when a federal judge on Friday declined to keep in place a temporary block that had been preventing President Trump from removing a large number of USAID staffers. It's the latest victory for the president in his bid to make dramatic cuts in federal departments. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 33 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 237. This is SRN News. Tragedy in the Democratic Republic of Congo, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Authorities say 70 Christians were murdered this month at a church in North Kivu province after being kidnapped by a Muslim terrorist group. International Christian Concern President Jeff King tells the Christian Post, quote, "This is a religious genocide carried out by radical Islamic terrorists. Muslim terrorism has been spreading all across sub-Saharan Africa over the past 20 years, to the point where terror cells are operating in nearly every country." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit challenging Georgia's near ban on abortion is headed back to a trial court to decide if the people who want to overturn the law have legal standing to sue. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 to require the trial court judge to re-examine standing issues. The court cited its own January decision in an unrelated case that changed state law on who may sue. This is SRN News. The U.S. issues a new round of economic sanctions directed at Iran's oil assets.
Those sanctions on dozens of people and oil tankers across China, the United Arab Emirates, India, and other jurisdictions for allegedly helping to finance Iran and its support for terrorist groups that launch attacks against the U.S. and its allies. This is the second round of sanctions imposed on Iranian oil sales since President Trump issued the National Security Presidential Memorandum 2, which calls for the U.S. to drive Iran's export of oil to zero.
Correspondent John Scott says that memorandum also says that Iran can never be allowed to acquire or develop nuclear weapons. Scientists from the University of Athens monitoring an earthquake swarm near the island of Santorini say the phenomenon is in gradual decline. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.